Now, the average employee spends the equivalent of more than 6 working days a year slagging off their boss. That's according to a study of office workers, which suggests most of us have a moan to other colleagues during lunch breaks or via email. You might want to spare a thought too for the 1 in 5 who are apparently caught in the act. Avril Lehman's a leadership psychologist. Are you surprised at these figures, Avril?
I'm more depressed, I suppose. I mean, what a waste of people's health, energy, enthusiasm. And I tend to feel a bit concerned about the quality of the managers, really, that my work's with leaders and trying to get them to inspire people and make work wonderful. It feels an awful waste that these amateurs making life miserable. But on the other hand, I mean, moaning, it's so pointless, really.
And it kind of drags your colleagues down too, doesn't it?
Yes, well, it's quite... Emotions are contagious. If you've got somebody upbeat and happy close to you, your mood goes up. Similarly, if somebody's whinging all the time, you do get that kind of infection. And even though you started off the day feeling fine, suddenly everything's a bit grim. And if people are more pessimistic, whatever the fact, they will just see it as negative. And that's really... Well, it's bad for performance, but it's really bad for your happiness as well.
Can't be great, though, to be caught slagging your boss.
No, that's really... I mean, how you get that relationship back, I don't know. I mean, if you've got a good boss, then they'll want to talk about it. But I think there's an awful lot of bosses that run a mile from talking about anything that's vaguely a feeling. I have one group of bosses who... What did they say? There's only one four-letter word we can't say, and that's feel. You know, we can't talk about how we feel or they feel. And when, in fact, they should be saying, look, what is it? What's the problem? How are you feeling about this? What can we do to fix it? But that's a difficult, tricky conversation for people who are not trained. And I think that's often the problem, that managers or leaders have never been trained. They've been trained in something else. And they just think they can do this communication stuff when, frankly and obviously, they can't really without some help.
Surely you'd have to be pretty stupid to write down your complaints about your boss, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can see that people want an outlet. When they're frustrated and they're angry and they're upset or they think something isn't fair, that's when people will make irrational decisions and do, as you say, something quite stupid and be caught doing it. And then, of course, it makes everything much worse because it wasn't a constructive attitude to take. So there wasn't much chance of putting things right. I think going for a drink afterwards and having a complain and a laugh and realising you're not alone can be therapeutic, but it's better still if you actually make some change happen.
Avril, thank you very much. Good advice there from Avril Lehman, leadership psychologist.